And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, where to start? So much sport.
There is so much sport.
So many upsets, so many outpourings, so many tantrums in tennis. Let's start with Serena Williams, fined by US Open officials following her angry outburst in the women's final, which she lost to Naomi Osaka. What's your verdict?
Was it
just an unforgivable tantrum or something else going on?
Oh, no, it's a forgivable tantrum. Look, I mean, it's out of character for a woman who is a normally dignified champion. But look, it's not a good look for her or for the sport of tennis, because we've got this terrible business going on. She's been accused of cheating because her coach, Patrick Mouratoglou, was making some sort of hand gestures towards her. Now, given that Serena Williams' record, Fran, I doubt that anyone, not the least Patrick Mouratoglou, could teach her very, very much at all. And it seems she wasn't taking any notice of him anyway. And they're apparently going to have words in the next little while, given that his
actions... Because he admitted coaching it, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he's admitted to Pam Shriver in a post-match interview that he was coaching her. But he also added two things. Number one, he didn't think she was looking. But number two, everybody does it. Now, if everybody's doing it, then there's something... The laws of tennis are an ass. Look, it's not the first time that Carlos Ramos has managed to upset champions. This guy is one of the top umpires in the sport, and he gets to umpire in all sorts of finals. And Rafael Nadal accused him of being over-picky not that long ago in a final.
It's a big call to take a game off someone in a US final, grand final.
Absolutely. But this is the sort of thing that Carlos Ramos, he's a great stickler for the rules, and he felt that the actions of Serena Williams were over the top, as do many. I mean, the reaction in the sport is a mixed one, you'd have to say. There are lots of people, well, in fact, there was a lot of booing, so a lot of people in the crowd at Flushing Meadows were obviously behind Serena Williams. But looking around, Margaret Court's come out against her. Greg Rusedski has said that her behaviour was wrong. And I think, you know, there's been all this talk about who owes whom an apology. Certainly Naomi Osaka deserves an apology, Fran, because she is the first Japanese woman to win a major. It's a great story. She's got a Haitian father, a Japanese mother, and this brought, you know, so much joy to Japanese tennis. And a lot of it's been overshadowed by this behaviour. And look,
and she was dealing out a thumping to Serena Williams.
Well, that's the other interesting thing. And I wonder if this changing the guard we've been talking about in tennis is finally arriving. But anyway, look, the pre-match festivities for the men's final are happening before Novak Djokovic, the number 6 seed, plays one match on Del Potro, seeded at 3. Fran, I doubt the coaches of either of those players will be game to put their hands up to swish away a fly.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, what a shame we've run out of time to talk about the AFL, but we'll do that at 7:30.
We'll do that, Fran.
Plenty of footy news from the weekend. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.